Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to Leon the Great Podcast. Your host, as always, Leon, here on today's show. So, my God. So, we are on episode 176 on today's podcast. So, today's podcast, we're going to be talking about good pods today. So, good pods today is going to be one that we're going to be talking about. And then the next one, it's going to be about graphics card. So, the graphics card that I'm going to be talking about that I'm read and watched on reviews on the RTX 3050, which is supposed to be on stock, which is going to be by next day. But we're going to have a good talk about it and continue bringing this conversation up, because I know this is very important, because due to our screwed up economy and the fact that due to the scalper market that we got going on, which is going to be horrible the way we're seeing it, but I'm just bringing this in the way I am seeing this, and I am just being the realest as possible, because I know how things are going and it's just not really good. I will just put it that way too. So before we begin on today's episode, I want to just go ahead and just say a few words of our sponsors. So, first is first. So, before I begin in today's episode, I want to just go ahead and bring you guys and talk to you about Scooch Case. Scooch Case, I've been a partner with Scooch for now about over a year. I love their cases. It's even though they have tons of choices on from plastic to colorful protection cases, Scooch is very awesome. And also, it does not disappoint whatsoever, too. So if you're looking for a good case, look no further than Scooch Case to protect your phone. Or if you're looking for a screen protector, look up their other brand called Fortress. Pretty much, it's a Scooch Case. It's affiliated with Scooch Case, but it is awesome. What I like about Fortress Up is that you can just go ahead and protect your screen. If you end up cracking your screen or whatever happens to your iPhone or your Android, Fortress works great. Next on the list is Zennies.com, and I've been saying many times about Zennies.com. If you're a gamer, a worker sitting in front of your computer desk all the time, remember, protect your eyes, because by the time you get into your 40s and by the time you've been working in front of your computer for as long as I have, just remember this. Just remember that having a protection while you're working, while you're editing in front of your computer, is something you're going to need down the line. And check up on Zennies.com too. I have a pair of Zennies, and trust me, you will not regret it at all. And so yes, please, please do so. And then last but not least is ExpressVPN. If you're looking for privacy wherever you're going, if you need to use a VPN on your way out for protection, go and look up ExpressVPN. Go ahead, check them out. And that is something you will love to use at this point, because you'll thank me later, because whenever you're browsing out in the public, like let's say cafe shops or any public Wi-Fis, you know that internet service providers are monitoring your activities, or if it's not ISPs, just remember this: the government is even checking on your daily activities. Whatever you're doing, please look up ExpressVPN, and for all the affiliate links, please check up all the affiliate links down below, down in the description. Let's get on today's show. Hello, everybody. What's going on? So Leon here, back with two things. So today's episode, on episode 176, I'm going to be talking about, just like last week, I wanted to talk about, I wanted to talk about good pods. And good pods, for me, I've wanted to go ahead and do a review, and I figured I could just go ahead and do a review. And with that said, I figured this would be a very good time to get on board and talk about good pods. Now, and for those that may not understand good pods, and I've said about good pods towards the outro of last week's show, and good pods is a pretty good app and something I would say if I had to tell anybody about good pods why I like good pods as a podcasting application, or if you're a listener, this is a good podcast app over Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, and I'll explain why I love good pods. And for many reasons I like about it, because not also good pods does what it does, you can actually get into the application where it's very sociable. And what I like about good pods, well, for me, is that you can just get into a community, and you can just find out who's listening to what podcast or whatever everybody in the community is listening to over on Good Pods, which I think it's good. I think I like the fact that you can just do that. But of course, you don't have to find out which one of your friends are looking or listening, you know. But I think it's really fantastic that Good Pods is here. And for the most part, I like about the application, the fact is that it is doing something for smaller creators. And I think it's really much a good change to see that. However, well, just like anything, I think with Good Pods, for one, I'm going to just go ahead and go over a few things about Good Pods, what I like good and what I don't like about Good Pods. And actually, I think it is very, very decent. And, I should say more than decent, if I could put it this way, too. And for one, let me just go and start by the feed. So for the feed right here, now, this is awesome. What I like about the feed the most is you can actually go into the feed and check out who's listening. Like for instance, your followers, and then you go by and check out everybody else's, right? So that's really cool to see the feed and everything else right there too. And I like about Good Pods is that it is very simple. And very simple to use. That's really cool about what I like about the feed. I think it is excellent and it does a really good job. The interface, it is pretty smooth. I haven't encountered any bugs, nothing like that about Good Pods that I see negatively about it. But overall, that's still so good. I haven't encountered any issues with Good Pods as of yet, so that's a plus in my book. But right now, let's get on to library. So the libraries tab, like for instance, you could check on what's the latest episodes, my bookmarks, continue to listen, which for one, I think you have to have the continue listen, because I think it's a good feature to have that. Is so if you've left off somewhere that you missed, and if you wanted to come back into finishing off that episode, I think it's a good thing to have the library portion of it where you've checked out the last episode. I think it is really good to have that right there too. I mean, overall, I say that it is pretty organized right there, in the fact that you can just have everything right there. And for me, I like the this podcast application better over the way I pointed this out, it's pretty much better than Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts in general, because the user interface is much simple. And also, even though there's not much interaction between podcasters and podcasters, that's one thing I don't see in this application alone, which there's not much to do as far as the social features. I think you can still communicate in groups, if I can recall, But overall, I think this is something I would love to do a video review on good pods. And I've had checked on somebody that had review on good pods some time ago too. And honestly, this is a really good application, and I think it's there to stay. And also, if you're a podcaster yourself, if you have more than, more than 1,000 listeners, you can actually be like a, sign up for the influencers. So if you have a community, a big community that you know that you're going to, you want to get that golden check mark by Good Pods, then by all means do that too. Now, if you are just a indie podcaster, let's just say an indie podcaster, now you can still put yourself on the podcasting mark right there too, right next to what you call that podcast symbol or the microphone symbol on next to your name, your username, and that way people know that you're a podcaster, and that way they know what you are doing. So again, that's pretty sweet, and I like about it because that way you know that the person that you're looking over into their profile, that when you're going to their profile, you can see that you're a podcaster. So that's a neat little thing. So it does pretty much acts like a, I wouldn't say Facebook, because it doesn't even look anything like Facebook. If I could probably, how could I put it this way? With this one here, it's more like Twitter meets podcasting, right? Except this is much better. And the user face, it is really, really clean. In general, much cleaner than a Twitter interface. Even though I don't have nothing against Twitter, I think Twitter is still has a clean interface, but I think this is very clean in comparison to Twitter, in my opinion. So, and the other last thing I want to end up putting in the close right here is notifications. Notifications, it is pretty smooth, clean as a whistle, which I like how in notifications, you can just see latest episode, latest group activities. So if you're in a group on a podcast group, that's where you can just go over to notifications and check up on that too and see who's, whoever's talking, whoever's in that group. You can just go ahead and do that too and just check to see what people are saying in the group. So that's where the social aspects are pretty much are in good pods. So nothing too bad about it. I think it is a good app which definitely has potential. My only peak concern is that I do listen to podcasts in my desktop while I'm working. So one thing is that they don't have is a web interface. I like the application. But if I want to listen to it right on the edge of my seat, I can just go over and open up a browser and listen to the podcast right there too. And it's like Podchasers, for example. Podchasers, you can just go over and listen to any of your favorite podcaster right over there too. And I think it's really nice to have the option to to have a web version of it, and it's like they haven't even thought about it, which is kind of sad that they didn't, but my god, they should have done that. But what I understand now is that they're working on it, and they're getting around to working on it and finishing it this year, if I believe that's correct. But regardless, I think it is a good application for anybody to go over. But yeah, like I said, I think you can go ahead and go over and to Good Pods and check it out yourself. So it's not bad. And however, I think it is not a bad idea to go over the podcast and look it up too. Now, I'm sure that many of you may wonder, like, how do you let people not know that you're a podcaster. Well, for instance, you can just go to right to your settings, and while you're creating your account, right to the settings, you just go through your profile and you just find and let you just add on the podcast symbol, and then voila, you're done too. So that's a good thing right there too. What I like about it too. And the other thing I will say about good pods, even though I said it was, I'll end up mentioning this last thing about good pods, but there's another additional thing which I haven't even seen on any of the podcast service like Spotify, Stitcher, or Apple, haven't even thought about adding this, call a tip jar. So if you like someone's work or someone that you've listened to on through good pods, I think the whole tipping system is pretty good. If you are someone out there that wants to pitch in, throw in a tip to some to one of your favorite creators. And again, I think it's awesome. And it's something I like about it too, because, you know, podcasters, we as podcasters definitely put our work into working on putting the audio and also putting the work on editing the podcast as well. So it's not just talking, but you are going through and definitely speaking and getting the audio out there for people to listen to and listen to your content too, which I think it's cool to have a tip jar right there. And so that is a neat feature to have, which I like about it too, 100%. But overall, I don't have too much to add right here about good pods. Even though I will say about the good pods is that I will be working on a video review at some point too. So that way I can go over and explain in details what I like for more, what I dislike about it as well. So, I mean, either way, I think it's not a terrible application. This is good pods for crying out loud, you know. I mean, right now, good pods is, in my view, it is greatly, greatly received, not just other reviewers, but I liked good pods as well, because I am slowly moving all my feet over to good pods and sticking with it, because I definitely like the interface, and I think the interface is, just my opinion, better than Apple's interface or Google's interface, for sure. So it is not bad, and I like where this is going. So for that said, we're going to go ahead and end this out right there. And do I recommend it? Absolutely. I definitely recommend it to anybody. So if you're looking to download a podcast application, this one's for you. This one is for everyone to try. If whether you're a listener or podcast or a podcaster creating podcast episodes like I am, go ahead and check out Good Pods, something you will not regret. And be sure to check up my YouTube channel for a video review coming up later on the week ahead. And other news I want to go ahead and bring out too, since I know for this week, this is definitely, I have to say that with a lot of hate that NVIDIA has been getting recently, and for good reasons, even though there's no good reason that they should deserve the hate, but man, I can't tell you how much of the hate they are getting, because they've are just with the recent card with the RTX 3050. It's just pretty much, it pains a lot of people to see that where they're going with the RTX 3050. It just feels, well, even though it is a budget card, but even though it is very powerful too, just gotta remember, as powerful as it is it worth the money having to go through a lower end card? You know, one of the things I've seen with the 3050 is more of a quick cash grab, where a lot of people are just going over and taking advantage of the cash grab. What this is really what this is about, and what I've checked on Jay's Two Cents video, and I've got to say though, And the funny thing about the whole mess with all this is that this is not good. I mean, for NVIDIA's image, it's not good at all, because they really, really gypped the customer. You know, it pretty much does leave a dent to customers. And while, even though like it's hard to get graphics card nowadays too, you've got to remember one thing is that a lot of people aren't going to go out and buy a $800 graphics card from a scalper on eBay. You know, absolutely no way that's going to happen. And if you want to do that, I mean, by all means, go for it. I would never go out and buy a card that I don't think it's going to be worth $800 to purchase on eBay. And what I was checking about the RTX 3050, and even though you're not going to get the best performance, what you're going to get, like, for instance, the 3090 or the 3080 or the higher end cards right there too, again, it is just not going to be possible for the average consumer to think like, hey, you know, they have the 3050, we're going to go ahead and snag one so we put it for our brand new build, right? I just don't think everybody's going to think that way too, because it doesn't feel like a big improvement. And that's where I think a lot of people, they've got their wallets shaken because of this as well. And this is something I've gone over a little bit over on Tech Radar, which this is quite interesting. I was reading the article before going through this review, and in this headline says, with NVIDIA RTX 3050, budget PC gaming is dead. I don't know how much I agree with that, and I think there will be some point down the road lower end cards, and to me, I trust that there's going to be tons of lower end cards down the road. So not just 3050 alone, and this is really much harder where this is going to go. To me, if I had to tell my listeners, I would tell everybody is to go out and purchase a card within its MSRP, and just buy the price point of it too, and don't just buy a high end scalping price for over $800. It's ridiculous. And you're going to feel the financial woes later on too. I should never have done it. But then, and because if you end up purchasing it, that's up on you, you know. But if you want to go and spend $800, you know, be your guest, you know, by all means too. Because I don't like to go out and spend a scalper price. You know, it's bad enough as it is. Really is though too. So, and to put it this way too, I just don't think going out and spending anything this high is worth it. You know, and for me, in the inside, I totally somewhat agree with techradar.com on this right here, because getting a budget PC the way it is now, I do think that budget PCs are a dead thing. Even though I hate to agree with it, it is true in many aspects, because it's right now the way the whole economy and the whole price gouging, it's not just on electronics but everything else as well. So put it this way too, because it's not easy. I don't think a lot of people are going to go out and spend $800 for a unit or a PC build, because the way things are at right now, it's definitely getting tough for a lot of people right there too. And because right now everybody has to think about how am I going to keep a roof over my head, or keep how to pay the bills every single time, you know. Because right now everybody's going through a lot of tough times, especially economically, and it's not a good sign. And plus, I mean, the way things are going, I'm sure that by the time people buy the 3050, it's going to be all snagged up, and the only thing I can think of what that card is going to be used, if I can give a good guess, it's going to have to be cryptocurrency mining. I mean, that's the way it's going. And if they're not just mining Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin, then they're going to go after Shibis or Doge or any cryptocurrency that they're going to go ahead and snag on. You know, very honestly, I when I heard about the 3050 and on a newsletter, I first heard it on a newsletter, and I watched the announcements all over on NVIDIA's Twitch channel. I just thought, wow, it's funny because the fact that a lot of people are saying, you know, this is going to be a, this card is going to be for cryptocurrencies. You know, no way, this is going to last forever. In fact, they're quite right though, but in some sense they are. But if you're looking to play on the budget, or play a good, play games with this card, then this is it right there too. I don't know how far that this is going to go, or this is going to stay onto the 250 price point, because that's pretty cheap too. Now, will this game play some kick-ass future games? Very honestly, I'm not too sure. I really am not. And since I don't have the card with me, nor can I not install the card, I just don't think it's something I can say, because I don't own it to test it out, basically. Because I know that with 2 Cents J, with his initial review about the card, he says that he has a 3090 too. But if you check it out with some games definitely have the compatibility for ray tracing. Yeah, that's possibly good too. So if you have that feature onto your graphics card, there's that ray tracing option for video games too. Because as of right now, I'm happy with my RTX 3060 card I have installed on my PC. It's been working great, and I've been enjoying it every single bit of gaming I can come across. I love it so much too. That I think it's definitely one of the best purchases I've put in, and to me, I've been very, very happy since. So I've been a pretty happy guy knowing that I can just keep it and use it for the long run. So I'm not even going to think about selling it, really. So it's there for the long term. So if I decide to want to get a new graphics card, I will so much go and get a graphics card that I can look forward to down the road if I wanted to switch over. So that's just me too, or use the 3060 for crypto currency mining later down the road if I want to, as long as the card is not worn out or anything of that matter. Yeah, that's a choice I can just do down the line. Just say, hey, it's time to drop the card and get that out of the way too. But regardless, I think that the 3050 is a slight improvement than, let's just say, the RTX 1660, what 2 Cents J talked about in his channel. And, you know, right now, we're definitely into some fierce competition with AMD's card that's already out right now too. So again, a lot of fierce competition, and for me, there's just a lot that we're seeing with NVIDIA and with NVIDIA right now. And plus, just to add on the footnote there too, with NVIDIA, give me a second. There we go. What was I? Oh, yeah. So with NVIDIA's conference, NVIDIA thing that they've got going on too, here's one thing about NVIDIA that doesn't, there was nothing that really hit me and that made me want to go out and say, I want to go and get the AI graphics for this vehicle. And they've had other presentations there that I thought it was very interesting for NVIDIA Studios. So if you're a creator, there's another benefit with that. So, I mean, there you go. You got that option for you, for all you creators out there too. So am I. I mean, I'm a creator as well, but not to the exact extent where I really need a graphics card for creating art or the visual pieces right there too. So that's something that's not for me, but anybody else, you guys most certainly can do that. So there you go. You could just go over and download NVIDIA Studio if you have the NVIDIA graphics card to do that. But regardless, you guys are going to have to make your decision if you want to go ahead and get the 3050 before it's all scalped it and ran out, and while the people are taking advantage of the situation, because I think those graphics cards are going to be hard to find down the road. So it's just a lot of things are happening with the graphics card space. And for me, I just think that NVIDIA really needs to come clean on this one too, because the way they were marketing with the NVIDIA RTX, it's just really shady and really scummy at the same time. The way they're marketing and how they promote it, it is powerful, it's faster, and it's because it's also affordable, which it's not. It's powerful still. Agree to that sense, but it's not something I would end up purchasing, you know. And if I were to purchase a card or any part of card again throughout launch, I would probably think over on purchasing the RTX 3070. If I had to, I would go for purchasing that one. For me, that's still a powerful card, and if it wasn't so expensive, I would dig up and find a 3070 and add that to my list of cards to keep right there for the long term. I think the 3070 cards is a good start. I did hear that the 3080 cards did caught on fire, so that's pretty much passes me already with a no on there. So yeah, that's something I won't touch in or go right into. So again, it's something that we'll have to wait. It's going to be those moments that it's just another wait and see kind of moment right there too. And yeah, so there's not much I could put down. Really, not much I can really, really say about it, because it's just something that we've really got to wait. Like I said, wait and see. And find out where, how manufacturer is coming along, because I know there's a lot to wait over and see what comes out on NVIDIA and other ones like that. Because they really need us come out clean and say, all right, we screwed up. But I'm sure that's not ever going to happen unless if somebody in the company comes out and admits that NVIDIA was wrong for this time or for the practicing reason or... And again, it's just another a PR issue right now too. So whatever is happening, I really hope that they can get it fixed. I really, really do hope that NVIDIA can get their ass straight on that too. Because those cards, like the 3050, I'm sure by the time people see that announcement, everybody's going to come over and snag those cards right there too. So... All right, well, looking at it this way too, and what I've already seen, this is the part I think I'm going to go ahead and make my goodbye about this, because, again, the graphics card market is definitely shaky. So, but oh well, we'll find out more along the way too. But guys, I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode of 176 of the Leon LeGrave podcast. And by the time you hear this podcast, this will be uploaded by Saturday morning, or if you're listening to me right now, it'd probably be Saturday afternoon, as I already have it uploaded on all podcast services of your choice. And I'll have this episode right up and posted up on YouTube and through Odyssey as well. So with all that said, thanks so much for coming over and taking the listen If you're a first-time listener, be sure to follow me if you enjoy the content. Or if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back and taking a listen over on Good Pods. Take care, everybody. And I will be speaking more to you soon. As always, take care and stay blessed. To listen to me more on the Leon LeGrave podcast, please be sure to hit subscribe and hit the bell notification on YouTube. And if you're on Odyssey, check up on my channel on Odyssey. Just type in the search on Leon LeGrave podcast and you'll find me from there. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. Goodbye.